Texans Today time, minicamp time, rookie minicamp time. Nick Scherfield on first down. We got to talk about the sixth rounders that signed today. There's already some Texans rookies who are under contract.
There are. I like your enthusiasm. I like your excitement, Drew. But all four Texans sixth round draft picks were signed before the start of minicamp on Friday morning. They had a practice at around 10 a.m. Before that, David Questenberry, the tackle from San Jose State. Wide receiver Allen Bonner from Jacksonville State. Nose tackle Chris Jones from Bowling Green, as well as tight end Ryan Griffin from UConn. All of them signed, so that leaves five draft picks who have not signed the first five draft picks. But good to get those guys in the mix. And all the other guys are practicing as well. But now you got the contracts already taken care of for your sixth round picks.
Yes, and on second down, you got to talk about your first round pick. Nuked a bomb. That is DeAndre Hopkins. Very impressive in his first day as a Houston Texan. Caught a deep ball over the middle that he had to really attack with the defender on him. He also had a nifty one-hander, which you can see in the highlights section of Texans TV. But Hopkins, what an impressive first showing.
Yeah, he was everything the Texans thought that he would be, everything the Texans saw on tape. They saw some of that on the field, and just watching practice, you and I, it almost looked like we were watching some of his YouTube highlights from Clemson. He was making those kind of plays, the deep pass you mentioned over the middle. And granted, this is against fellow rookies. Some of these guys won't be on the team. They're here on a tryout basis, and it's just his very first practice. There's not contact in these practices, but very impressive start for him. He looks like a competitor. That's what Gary Kubiak said a couple of times. He emphasized he loved how competitive he is, getting the football, his big hands, his ability to come out of breaks. And you can see it from day one. Exciting to see so far.
Third down brings us to Case Keenum, the University of Houston quarterback, a Houston Texan last year. But since he didn't play in any games and wasn't on the active roster, he gets to go through all this today and through the rest of the weekend. And it's really good for him because it's more reps and he's making the most of it.
Yeah, there are 56 players at this rookie minicamp, which goes from Friday to Sunday. It's five practices in 3 days. And Case Keenum is one of two quarterbacks throwing the ball in this entire time period where they have the practices. The other is Colin Klein, who's here on a tryout basis. So obviously Keenum in a more prominent role. He's getting a lot of reps, a big opportunity for him. And Gary Kubiak said after the first practice on Friday, it's automatic for Case Keenum now. You could tell with his young group of guys how much of a leader he was with the group, and he thinks that Keenum is about to be very competitive, he said, with Matt Schaub and TJ Yates once the rest of the Texans start practicing in OTAs.
And we wrap things up on fourth down with the second rounder, DJ Swearinger, the South Carolina safety. Happy to be with a high school teammate in Sam Montgomery, another guy from the Palmetto State in DeAndre Hopkins, but he's a leader, and you can kind of tell that from how he interacts with everybody else on the field.
Yeah, Gary Kubiak said after the first practice that Swearinger had this morning, he said he handled himself like he's been out there for a couple of years. And you can see the way he talks to other players, the way he gets people excited. The excitement with which he plays the game is going to rub off on people. He's got a lot of range, very physical guy with a lot of swagger, Jungle Boy swag as he goes by on Twitter. And it's going to be fun to watch him go, but he's already looking like a guy who has a good chance to help the Texans early. That's why they drafted him there. So far, so good.
So far, so good. And this has been a Texans Today. We'll have another one for you on Monday.